Hi there. The word for you today is, stop being so critical. In Romans 12 and verse 10, we read, take delight in honoring each other. Having a critical attitude may not destroy your fellowship with God, but it'll definitely hurt your capacity to experience and enjoy His love, His presence, and His blessing. Notice, it was God who smote Miriam with leprosy. She started out criticizing her brother Moses and ended up feeling the consequences in her relationship with the Lord. Why? Because God pays attention to the way we treat each other. Maybe you're thinking right now, Bob, why would God make such a big deal out of this? I'll tell you why. Because when you choose to sin, you choose to suffer. Everything God classifies as sin is hurtful to you. Everything. And when God says, don't, what He means really is, don't hurt yourself. And when He says, don't criticize, He's not trying to deprive you of the satisfaction of expressing your opinions and thoughts. He's saying that having a critical attitude goes against who He made you to be and what you're called to do. Just as fish were made to swim and birds were made to fly, you were made to live in fellowship with God, and a critical spirit hinders that fellowship. Even people who don't claim to be particularly religious are cognizant of the negative effects of criticism. Dr. David Fink, author of a book called Release from Nervous Tension, studied thousands of mentally and emotionally disturbed people. He worked with two particular groups, a stressed-out group and a stress-free group. Eventually, one fact emerged. The stressed-out group was composed of habitual fault-finders and constant critics of people and things around them. On the other hand, the stress-free group was loving and accepting of others. There's no doubt about it. The habit of criticizing is a self-destructive way to live. So the word for you today is, don't go there.